This is a CK to Z news update. Thanks to Gulf Islands residents' advocacy for a better allocation of local resource, Cortez and Quadra Islands community organizations can apply for free wood chips. According to Sean Cookman, Protective Services Coordinator for the Strathcona Regional District, SRD, the Fire Smart Residential Dryway Wood Chipping Service began 2 summers ago on Cortez and Quadra. Residents were invited to stack their pruned and fallen branches at the roadside next to their driveways, thus clearing any potential fuel for wildfires. The branches were then processed into wood chips. The service was fully funded by the Fire Smart Community Funding and Supports Grant, administered by the Union of BC Municipalities, UBCM. Koopman explains the parameters this project had to operate within.
So the grant is provided by the municipality in collaboration with BC Wildfire Service. So they set the criteria, they make the template, they make the rules because they're the subject matter experts on this item. And so the rule was that because wood chips are considered a flammable substance under the Fire Smart principles, they had to be disposed of at a professional waste disposal facility. So we would bring it to Pacific Wood Waste in Campbell River.
However, not everyone agreed with the protocol.
We started to get some justified concerns from residents about the extra carbon footprint involved and the fact that these wood chips could be utilized locally. So on one hand, we had that argument from the resident. Then on the other hand, we had these rules from the UBCM and BC Wildfire Service. So we have a rock, and then we have a hard place, and then we have the SRD stuck in the middle. So with a lot of advocacy from the residents bringing this to the SRD's attention, and residents elsewhere on the Gulf Islands, they also expressed their concern and wrote to their local government, the UBCM, about this.
The advocacy efforts are finally paying off. In a published statement on December 3rd, Koopman wrote that many meetings with the UBCM staff resulted in an adjustment to the previous policy. Applications for free wood chips are now being accepted from community organizations until March 4th, 2022, via the Strathcona Regional District website. Interested parties can point their web browser to srd.ca/woodchips-application. There are clear and firm regulations around the use of the wood chips. Quote, the community organizations who choose to submit an application for consideration must do so with the understanding that woody debris plays a role in contributing to fire ignition. The wood chips and woody debris is allowed to be used only outside of the Fire Smart non-combustible zone and priority zones 1, 2, and 3, which is 100 meters beyond any residential structure. Proposals from community organizations will still need to be vetted through the UBCM before approval can be given, end quote. The application webpage also explains why individuals are not eligible to apply. Quote, applying or redistributing the woody debris within the community to be used around gardens and homes on smaller lots would not be consistent with core recommendations from Fire Smart BC. In addition, wood chips dry out faster and stay drier longer than bark mulch and therefore present a higher threat than bark mulch from a garden center, end quote. The webpage also suggests possible uses such as erosion control and ecosystem restoration, but Koopman said the SRD is open to any proposal that would benefit the community as a whole.
I think it's a great win-win because from my perspective, when we apply for these grants, we're allowed to apply for $50,000 per electoral area for Fire Smart activities. And when I'm signing the invoices and seeing thousands of dollars in just transportation costs from Cortez and Quadra taking these ships back to Campbell River, well, that's thousands of more dollars that can be invested in public Fire Smart education initiatives or wildfire fuel management prescriptions or any of the other eligible items that the grant will allow us to fund.
CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.